Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. Not live, but pre-recorded from Marylebone, London. Coming up on this week's show, what's wrong with your iPhone 4S? Now there are complaints about the SIM card reader. Sony unveils its PS Vita game lineup. Retailers unveil their Black Friday deals. And Samsung's ad team gets naughty with a jibe at Apple. Who else? Plus, we'll be looking at whether cash could be dead within 5 years. All that and more with my co-host, the lovely Ree Morgan, and the man who's got the best deals of them all. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
He's got a fetching hat on today as well.
Also with his little furry thing.
And a cat thing.
Hello.
How are we all?
We're joined by the good people of S4C.
We should probably mention, yes, there's an S4C film crew.
Yep.
With us.
Yep. Except they're standing the other side of the bulletproof glass.
The other side of the glass. For listeners in England, S4C stands for Really Welsh Telly. I think that sums it up.
It's the Channel for Wales.
It's the Channel for Wales.
What is it in Welsh?
It's Channel...
I think it's Sianel Pedwar Cymru.
Correct.
How did you... You didn't know that.
It also means holidays... Because when Manchester, all my holidays were in North Wales, and you have your little black and white telly, and
you all you get Publicum. Is S4C. Everyone knows Publicum.
Publicum.
All the greats.
It's
nice
to have
them here.
That's the Brookside of Wales.
It's nice to have them here. It was also nice to hear Ree speaking Welsh.
Yep.
Fluently.
Fluent.
And then just throwing in the old English phrase where she got stuck.
No, it wasn't stuck. There isn't an English word for like Bluetooth or 4G.
Well, can't you create new Welsh words?
Yeah.
You know, form.
Poptyping, microwave, everyone knows that one. That's a new word.
It was like blah, 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 podcast, blah, 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 Maudsley, blah, 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 wanker.
Expletive, yeah.
It was that kind of.
On then. Duncan. Let's stop the Welsh bashing and get straight.
That was bashing you. I wasn't able to get the Welsh.
English bashing.
No, just you, Dan. Just you.
Okay.
Just no me. Racial motivation whatsoever.
What happened
just
to you,
calling you a wanker
this week, Duncan?
Well, I've been playing Uncharted 3 this week, and this is hardly a novel point of view, but I've had enough of cutscenes. And well, not so much cutscenes. I like cutscenes.
Yes.
What I hate.
What are cutscenes?
It's the gameplay stops.
Yeah, enough fun.
Yeah.
Now watch this half hour with drama.
With terrible acting voices.
Yeah,
the top.
Made by people who are kind of inept. Although actually Uncharted 3, I actually quite like the plotting and the acting is actually quite good as these things go. No, what I really hate is the bits where it's not really a cutscene, and they had a lot of these in Call of Duty and all, but you can't control what's going on. Like, the outcome is preordained. And so there's a bit where I got drugged, you see. Mm. I think the ultimate example of this is the bit where there's a nuclear attack on one of the cities in Call of Duty 4. And you basically have to play out a scene where you walk out of the helicopter and then die of radiation poisoning.
That's it. There's no way you can avoid it.
No, there's no way you can avoid it at all.
At the end of the first mission in GoldenEye as well, is that bit where you get to the edge of a wall and suddenly it's like, stop, okay, and you're like, oh, I can't move anymore. And then, no, it's just they're playing out the scene and then you did the shot and you jump off.
There's a bit in Uncharted 3.
You jump off the dam and, you know, you're like, I could be playing this.
Yeah, no, it was in Terminal. It was a bit in Uncharted 3 where you get drugged. So it all goes very psychedelic, and okay, that's fine. But it's like you're meant to be going somewhere, and I just deliberately didn't go there because I knew it was going to be something bad because I'd been drugged. And then I was there anyway, so that was a waste of like 15 minutes of just wandering around in a circle. And then this is just interminable bit where you have to chase this guy for, I swear to God, about half an hour. Because if you lose sight of him, you die.
What?
As you do, you know. And then eventually caught him, and then I just got hit over the head by a shovel, with a shovel, by another guy. So it was a complete waste of time. Didn't advance the plot one iota. I couldn't kill this guy. I couldn't do anything about it.
Maybe he was teaching you, like...
Why didn't you just cut straight to the next scene? That would have been half an hour of my life not wasted running down a corridor.
But then
he was teaching you drugs are bad.
Yeah, and they...
No, this was after the drugs bit.
Oh, right.
But they also, they review games on how long, you know, you get out of them, how long it takes you to play them. So by putting in that extra half hour, then, you know, value.
Because the Uncharted games are the only games on the PlayStation that I actively play. Like, I'll play Call of Duty for like 10 minutes because you have to.
Oh, you might be...
It's the lore.
Yeah. Mm.
But this one, it's just... I only like the bits where you run around and shoot people. I don't want plot.
You'll be pleased with the Vita lineup. I can tell you that much.
Okay.
Right, on.
I can't wait. What was that thing about Pat Cash being dead within 5 years? What's wrong with him?
What?
No. Wrong end of the stick again, Duncan.
He looked pretty healthy at the Tennis Masters, whatever it's called.
On
the ATP. Duncan, sorry, go on.
To our top story.
What? It's not Pat Cash?
No, it's not Pat Cash. It wouldn't be an Apple iPhone launch if there weren't some grumbles about the... but the 4S is producing, well, less of an antenna gate size story and more of an ever-growing snag list. Latest to add are the complaints about SIM cards. Duncan, stop stroking that thing. this is a thread on the Apple support site.
With I'm just trying to mess up S4C's footage.
They've gone.
Wearing a retarded hat.
They're out the door.
Oh, okay.
They're coming back, I think.
Tell me when they come back and I'll do that again.
Okay. This is a thread on the Apple support site with people complaining on their that their iPhone 4S is not being able to read their micro SIMs, resulting in the phones being unusable, which is a fairly big fault.
That is a major problem.
Yeah, reports are the phone gets warm and then stops reading the card. What is it with? How do these things happen? Don't they test these things? Don't they?
Yeah. Well, no, you would have thought they'd test it, but they might not.
That sounds more like a specific problem than maybe a certain batch of phones has.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, yeah, because not everyone's complaining about it, but a sizable number are.
I mean, I'll tell you what is screwed. Hundreds. Is that thing I was talking about last week, 2 weeks ago, the iPod bit, the music bit,
are you still, your lists are all still over
the list is still screwed, and okay. I wouldn't expect them to have suddenly not be screwed. But now it started doing all this other stuff as well, where like you select a track, and it plays some other track entirely. It's like the DJ from hell. I mean, you fast forward to the next track, and it just plays the same track again, or it goes to another track, and what's on the screen has no resemblance, you know, the cover art, whatever, has no resemblance to what's actually being played. Then it just kind of all grinds to a halt.
Mike,
it's terrible.
Mike Cragg on the Facebook group, has anyone noticed MP3 playback issues with iOS 5?
Hell yes, Mike. I've so many issues. I'm really quite exasperated.
Yeah, songs cutting in and out or just stopping was his problem. I mean... It's odd. I mean, I know we...
The thing is, it was working fine before, so it's like they've gone out of their way to screw it up.
I know.
So is it iOS 5 then, not iPhone 4S?
It's a bit of both, I think, isn't it? I think, yeah, I think possibly the iTunes aspect. Yeah,
well, you see, I've been looking into this, and I think what's caused the problem is they've completely recoded the music app, because they've really changed the iPad music app. Oh. And apparently everybody who's got an iPad is up in arms about this, because with this, they've taken the functionality and just ruined it. But the iPhone app is still ostensibly the same, but now doesn't work. And I think the reason is because the whole thing, there's just a big code muck-up has occurred, basically. And on the iPad, they've almost gone out of their way to ruin it. And on the iPhone 4S, on iOS 5, they've accidentally ruined it.
I see.
On the iPhone.
You see, I've not made an issue of all these little complaints, because they've all been...
Music's
like
the
week.
Main thing for me.
And
they've all been kind of just little things. But actually, you add them all up, there's tons going wrong.
There's loads
but not with everyone's. It's like
SIM card music, battery life.
Yeah, but some people are going, my iPhone 4S is great. I've had no problems.
I know, I hate those people.
It's the same with the antenna gate, though. Like, a lot of people are saying, it's fine.
Yeah, but I think with antenna gate, it was just down to how you used your phone, how you held your phone, because you could reproduce that fault on every iPhone 4.
I think some people just got big, fat, sweaty, clammy hands, and they had more of a problem. Yeah. And then some people are just ridiculous, and were deliberately like...
Yeah,
holding it the wrong way, or the way that
with this, people are noticing really weird little things.
No, but I think it's just deja vu all over again. I think because every time Apple completely revamps something, it is always a bit nightmarish for the first 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
So they fix it, and with the world.
They do fix them, and of course with the iPhone, at least you get your updates quickly,
regularly,
as opposed to. On certain Android devices where that may not.
No, exactly. But then Apple has made a rod for its own back, and we've made this observation several times before, but they made a rod for their own back, because they have this thing of like, well, it just works, and
when it doesn't.
UI is so perfect. And, you know, you do pay a bit of a premium. Maybe not massive, but their stuff is kind of expensive. So if it doesn't work, you are quite reasonably.
Well, look,
people are like, well, just make it bloody work already.
keep reporting your iOS 5 /iPhone 4S niggles on the Facebook group. We'll see if we can amass a kind of a
What is actually going wrong with people's 4S's?
Well, just look at the
any coherence.
The Apple discussions. I think it's called discussions. It's very Apple.
Yeah, well, that's where the SIM card business emerged from.
Because obviously, if you had a site that was called Apple, non-stop moaning, criticism, and invective about products, that wouldn't have quite the same ring
Apple
to it.
Apple issues.
There we are. Just before we hit the news, have you heard the new Samsung advert?
I've heard about it. I haven't heard it.
Okay, all right.
What does it say?
Picture a lot of people waiting in line outside some sort of store wearing white headphones and holding silver laptops. Okay, you got that picture? Here we go.
Guys, I'm so amped I could stay here for 3 weeks.
9 hours down and we're almost in the door.
I think 2 people just left.
Why would they be leaving when we're only 9 hours away?
Yeah, I mean, this is an event.
Uh-oh. Blogs are saying the battery looks sketchy.
You know, if it looks the same, how will people know I upgraded?
4G, is it 4G?
It doesn't say.
Whoa. What's she got there?
Not sure.
What is that? Guys.
Whoa. Hey, bro. Can we see your phone?
Sure.
Can I see with my hands?
Have you seen this thing?
Ooh. Check out the screen. This thing is huge.
It's pretty massive.
And it's got 4G speed.
It's magnificent.
Samsung.
Samsung?
That's a Samsung.
Yeah.
I could never get a Samsung. I'm creative.
Dude, you're a barista.
Why don't you guys just get 4G phones?
Why don't you just get a 4G phone?
Yeah, it's a Galaxy S2. This phone is amazing.
Galaxy S2 from Samsung.
Good one, Samsung.
Yeah, I mean,
pretty cutting.
They're getting onto something there, aren't they? I mean, it's not going to convert any Apple people, but it's going to really appeal to all those Android owners who buy Android phones because they don't like Apple.
Yeah.
Essentially, yeah. I can't see a dedicated Apple
but
person.
Aren't they kind of saying like, oh look, we're queuing for Apple, no one queued for Samsung.
In a way. But also, I think maybe they're also saying, don't. It used to be the way with Nokia, didn't it? People are like, I love Nokias. Mm. Oh, I could never use anything other than Nokia. Mm. And it was like, actually, just put down the Nokia and play with this, because actually, you'd probably quite like it once you did. Yeah. And maybe I think that's the point, is just try and make people think outside the box, you know?
Well, I think they're locating the Galaxy range as being like,
that's the iPhone.
If you've heard there's problems with the iPhone, this is the one to get, as opposed to an HTC phone. I mean, if I was being bitchy, I could say, well, there's a problem with the 4S and with iOS 5 because it's an upgrade that Apple have introduced and then all Apple users have it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas last time I checked, the Galaxy S2, that's running a year old version of the Android operating system.
True. Well, it is getting ice cream sandwich.
When?
Yes,
Q2 2012, I think.
Yeah, good point. Well, there we are. I'm not condoning that advert or criticizing
it.
I'm just putting it out there.
I mean, I don't know, because like the editor of the website and the deputy editor of the website both have Samsung Galaxy S2s, and they seem very happy with them.
Yeah.
And they seem like nice phones. I don't know.
They are nice, but I think they do have a shelf life, though, because our editor's is now starting to go on the blink.
All phones do that.
Well, there
especially if you drop the number toilet.
Hey, there's plenty more where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. It's Black Friday, which means Apple's rolled out its Black Friday deals in the UK. Apple fans holding out for the traditional Thanksgiving sales can now score 10% off a range of Top Gear, with £31 off an iPad 2. That's not 10%. £15 off iPod Nanos. The deals continue on Amazon too, with free zone bridges bundled with Sonos gear and other discount bargains.
Whoops. Yay! The European arm of Sony has ended much speculation by officially revealing the selection of first-party titles to launch alongside the upcoming PlayStation Vita Portable. Set to land on the 22nd of February, it'll appear alongside 12 tits I've got here.
Titles.
Or titles, including Uncharted, Golden Abyss, Wipeout 2048, and Motorstorm RC.
Wipeout.
Fujifilm has unveiled its latest bridge camera, the Fuji XS1, with 26 times optical zoom. The DSLR lookalike packs the same 12 megapixel sensor as the superb Fuji X10. It is superb. And tops out at an impressive 10 frames per second. It shoots 1080p video and will set you back £700.
Ow. Oh, I'll get two.
Or for just £189,
bargain,
you could pick up a pair of Nike Spark Vapor Strobe eyewear. The sports-based sensory training aid uses LCD lenses to intermittently block the user's vision, thus enhancing their reaction times to sporting challenges when the glasses are removed. Apparently beneficial to players of all ball-based sports. They're expected by December.
Look out for those. Microsoft's confirmed there'll be different hardware when they release Microsoft Kinect for PC. The changes will make it easier for developers to create new software, while new firmware will also improve its ability to track objects close to the sensor.
And finally, the Nintendo Wii is 5 years old this week.
Happy birthday.
The revolutionary console has sold 88.3 million units to date, and more than a few broken tellies that promoted the iconic wrist strap. It's still going strong, even as this replacement, the Wii U, looms.
That's going strong. Our little noisemaker.
A little man on the typewriter. Yeah. He seems to be letting us down today. He hasn't had his coffee.
It's pretty intermittent. Time to see.
You need to get a new tape player.
I think so. that old reel-to-reel is getting a bit wonky now. Time to see what you've been tweeting to at @T3DOTCOM and posting on the official T3 podcast Facebook group.
Yes, don't accept any other Facebook group.
Absolutely not. No. Duncan, what have you got?
Oh, I'm reading this, am I? Gareth T. Sullivan says, hey, T3, should I upgrade early or wait for some more handsets to get ice cream sandwich to see if they're better?
Well, more than what? More than the none you can get at present.
Is the Nexus out?
Well,
yet?
The Nexus is out, yeah. Although there's been a few issues with it.
But I think.
But you never hear about them because nobody cares about Samsung's products.
Yeah, people expect it.
I don't know. You could get a few bargains and upgrade to ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, judging by the old Nexuses, they're amazing.
The Nexi.
They're amazing, like, as they're coming out because they are just slightly ahead of the curve. But they do get superseded reasonably quickly.
They're always quite nicely made handsets, though. Yeah, but then again, I mean, you get lots of quite nicely made Android.
I think, I'd wait. I would wait.
Okay, that's
because you won't have too long to wait.
Good. Right, Dunk, what else have you got?
And he says, brilliant podcast, by the way.
Oh, lovely.
Sorry, I didn't get to that bit. And more compliments from new Facebook group joiner, Scott Campbell. What does that mean? Does that mean...
He's just joined.
He puts together... He's a joiner in the sense of...
he joins Facebook groups.
No. Woodwork
man. Right. No, I don't think that's what he is. No.
Because I'm thinking of moving house, so I might need a joiner.
There we go.
So.
Unlucky.
Scott, if you're listening, if you are a joiner, do get in touch.
If you're a chippy.
And he says, I know you guys prob get this all the time, but the podcast is just epic. Yeah, we do get that a lot, actually, Scott.
Actually, Scott,
it's always nice to get it,
though. It's quite rare, really, but, you know.
Yeah. It is nice.
Yeah.
But anyway, he says, it makes my commute when I'm in Sydney, or any, actually, just that wee bit easier.
Any city, presumably.
Hopefully. Does he commute from Sydney
to
somewhere
I was trying to work out where Scott's from, because he says Sydney there. I thought, whoa, have we got listeners in Australia? But then he seems to have lots of friends in Edinburgh and places like that.
Is there a place called Sydney in Scotland?
I don't think so.
There's people called Sydney in Scotland.
Yeah.
Maybe he means commuting to my friend Sydney.
When he's in Sydney. Never mind.
Maybe he's from Scotland. I'll just put this idea out there and has moved to Australia.
Right.
But
I know that would be almost unheard of.
Could be it.
But,
that would make some sense.
If you're from Scotland, you do want to move somewhere else, don't you? Let's face it.
Well, that's not.
Look, we've insulted Welsh TV.
No, we haven't insulted Welsh TV.
Okay.
Duncan insulted you.
Duncan's insulted me. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Mine is Sofa Hippo.
gets his own jingle.
Yeah. It's only from Flag Hippo, which is a song by that comedian. Sofa Hippo, Terry Mallion. At TG.com, did I just see a picture of Dan on the Gadget Show? Yeah, I'm sure it must have been. Are you sure you were at the T3 Awards?
There was a thing on...
I wasn't at the T3 Awards.
He wasn't at the T3 Awards.
Oh, yeah, how does that work?
I don't know.
I was going to say, because there was a thing about...
No. Do you know, someone might have thought you were James Rowe.
Really?
Is
James Rowe's miles better looking than Dan?
No, but like,
I'm often
from
confused for terribly good looking people.
It's from a distance.
From a distance. If you squint.
He does have like hair similar to you and a beard similar to you. So maybe you think
Which Ree means he has hair and a beard.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got a similar number of limbs to you.
For the record, Terry, I don't think I was on the Gadget Show. And
but T3 was on the Gadget
Show. Somehow by accident.
Our art editor. Because when he says picture, it was like a camera review thing. Who's the guy who looks like an alien?
John Bentley.
Yeah, he was like taking photographs. Mm. No, no. Mm. Oh, the guy who looks like an alien is...
Yeah, okay.
Dara Breen?
No, who's the one, like the guy with stupid glasses?
Yeah, I remember on our coverage.
Jason Bradbury?
Yeah, he was taking like photographs.
So I remember on our coverage, we interviewed him and he held up a Jason whole clutch. Bradbury.
John Bentley does it. The guy that looks like he's like in the Muppets.
Oh, the one who looks like a Muppet?
Yes. Right.
Sorry, yeah, the one who looks like a Muppet, not the one who looks like an alien.
Right.
He was taking photographs using a variety of like sort of, you know,
cheap cameras.
Prosumer cameras. Yeah, no, probably cheap ones actually, right, because it's the gadget show. Mm. And he was then showing his efforts to Stuart, who's our art editor. Mm. So right. Stuart, the art editor,
what gave the verdict.
On,
okay.
But on now, Mahik Ganatra has another quandary for us. I'm thinking of getting a new phone because I have the HTC Desire Z, and for the 2 minutes a day it has battery, it's absolutely rubbish. Do you guys think I should invest in an iPhone 4S or a Samsung Galaxy Nexus, as I would probably have it for the next 2 years? Opinion evenly split on the Facebook group.
Yes, it is.
Tricky. I try and get a second-hand iPhone 4, I think, at the moment, until the iPhone 4S starts.
Also, the 4S, I don't think it'll, in 2 years, it'll be replaced by the iPhone 5 reasonably quickly. I think it'll look dated.
Yeah. Well, yes, a second incarnation of looking the same design. So
I think it might go the other way and become timeless.
Oh, I see.
When it's replaced by a different looking iPhone 5, people might go, I really liked the iPhone 4.
Yeah, or the next.
It'd be like when people used to really like that old Nokia phone, the 50.
I see where you're going.
55100.
But the 3GS, whatever it was called. The 3GS looks ancient now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
But that's because the 3GS looked pretty much like the other two, like the iPhone 1 and the iPhone 3G. And then the iPhone 3GS, they all look pretty much the same.
That's what I mean. You know, so the 4S is kind of the last of this design.
Yeah, this design hasn't been around for very long. Mm. It is a very good design, you know. Okay. So when the next one comes out and is a pyramid,
to be honest, all you're going to get,
I think you can get split decision.
Yeah,
on
all you're
going
to get here is people who like iPhones saying, "Oh, get the 4S," and people who like Android phones.
You've used the Android OS already, so if you really like it, then stick with that. But if you want to try something different and you've always wanted an iPhone, then get the iPhone 4S. In 2 years, you'll probably be fine.
Okay. Thanks.
Or hitch your wagon to Windows Phone 7 and get a Nokia Lumia whatnot.
Yeah,
don't
why not?
Throw a curveball in there, confuse them even more.
I'd almost be.
Or get a BlackBerry.
Stop.
Don't get a phone. Give up on phones. Get two tin cans with string.
Shush. Timothy Okonawu has been causing a stir with, "Do you people remember your first phone?" It says, "Mine was the Sony Ericsson 388 on the first ever batch of one-to-one pay-as-you-go." I do remember my first phone. It was also on one-to-one. It was a Nortel Nevada. Mm. And you got it in a box that came with like a year's airtime. It wasn't quite pay-as-you-go. You paid up front for the phone and the year's airtime.
Bloody hell, how much did that cost?
You could either get free evening and weekend calls or 30 minutes of calls a month. I went for the 30 minutes a month.
Shrewd reasoning there, Dan.
Well, you see, no, there was reasoning because my mate, who was the only other person I knew with a mobile phone, he had the free evening and weekend calls with the Motorola Claret. Motorola Graphite. There we go. So, you know, he could call me at the weekends and in the evenings, and during the day I'd call him. It worked out beautifully.
Did it?
It's a good anecdote, Dan.
Yeah, I thought so.
I can't remember what mine was.
I can. Well, I can sort of. It was the Sony, not Sony Ericsson, the Sony, I think it was like C... something.
CPO.
It had a little wheel on the side.
Yeah, they all did the Sonys.
But the reason I bought
was it a C5? Was it a candy bar one? Or
it was a flip same
one?
As all of those.
Maybe it was a Z5.
Yes, that was it.
Ah, I see.
And or something, it was a Z something anyway. Yeah. And the reason I got it was because you could, this is sort of pre-MP3 really, or at least when MP3 hadn't really taken off, you could record your own ringtones.
Oh, yes.
I remember those.
So you could like have a piece of music.
That was fairly advanced.
Or make a funny noise.
That was fairly advanced for a first phone.
That was well advanced.
Yeah.
I think mine was an Ericsson. It was either an Ericsson or a Motorola, but one of those massive Motorolas that had the aerial and the small...
Phones definitely had more character when they had aerials.
Yeah, because what I liked about my first one was it was one of the first ones we didn't have to pull up the aerial, or it didn't have a kind of protuberance.
Mm. Yeah, mine had a protuberance.
It was just sort of... It was quite late, yeah, because I put off getting a mobile phone for years.
I thought
they'd never catch on. And
very much
very
in the way you've resisted Facebook and...
Yeah, you know, I'm the exact opposite of an early adopter.
It's still a flop, Facebook. You wait.
Never take off.
These computers.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever going
to
use those.
And an answer to the question I posed last week as to the motorbike game that came preloaded on my Master System. Russell Sampson suggests Super Hang-On was possibly the game Dan was trying to recall during the podcast. Well, Russell, let me just load up my Master System here. Okay, hold on, just loading. Oh, here we go. Ah, no, you see, now, Russell, this is Hang-On, but it's not Super Hang-On. That's enough of that. Yeah, it's Hang-On.
They're going to take off, then.
It's good. That was a great
sound.
Yeah.
That's me overtaking people. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got a lot of records that have come out now that basically sound like that. It sounds a bit like Demdike Stare or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So not Super Hang-On. I think that was on the Mega Drive.
Possibly.
Yeah, it was.
Logically, it would be the sequel.
Yeah,
you got Hang-On, then Super Hang-On, then Hang-On Begins,
and then Hang-On some more.
Yeah.
Still hanging on.
Hang fire.
Anyway, time.
Electric Boogaloo. Hang on to Electric Boogaloo.
Quite.
Skyrim.
Thank you. Time now for a new feature.
What we'll get wrong on the T3 podcast this week.
Yes, what we will get wrong on the T3 podcast this week, because we've had this tweet.
That was great audio editing, Dan. Very good.
Seamless.
Slick.
Mark DJ57, otherwise known as Mark Strong, with an E.
Not Mark Strong, the actor.
No.
He's had to add the E, so people don't get him confused.
Strange.
Maybe it's Strange. Mark, anyway, says...
Strongé.
To save any embarrassment during the recording of the podcast regarding Galaxy Nexus. Fix already out for volume issue. So there we are. A preemptive what we got wrong. It was anticipating that we would start complaining about the battery issues with the Galaxy Nexus and sets us straight in advance.
No, he says the volume issue. What's the volume issue?
It is the volume issue. Apparently, there were some issues that were already fixed.
What's a volume issue? What does that even mean?
To raise them.
You put it to your ear and it'd be deafening or something. Or the other way around, you couldn't hear it. Or
could be. What? But we don't even need to talk about it, Duncan, because...
Or was it its hair?
It's not an issue.
It had a volume issue. It's kind of limp and lifeless.
It's not an issue. It needs to get some...
But now it's got better conditioner. L'Oreal. And it's got,
exactly.
Volume and body.
So there we are.
Because it's worth it.
That's...
What we'll get wrong on the T3 podcast this week.
Or not, thanks to Mark. Now, what have we got for...
Let's never do that again.
What have we got for our gadget of the week?
Right, I've got the Motorola Droid Razr today.
Ooh.
I've been playing with this week. I really like the design. It's massive. It's huge. Slim. I like the design of it.
It's really weird, isn't it? Because it's so slim, depth-wise, I suppose you'd call it. And then it's wide, like a really wide-faced man's face.
There's a lot of dead space at the top of the bottom. They could do that.
Yeah, the bezel is
quite
large. Then there's a protuberance at the top where
an unacceptable protuberance and bezel
has got quite a funky
Kevlar. That is, mate.
Kevlar.
Yep. Right. If that were in your breast pocket and somebody were to unload their GAT,
potentially life-saving.
Could save it.
Yeah.
Kevlar
well,
finish.
Again, another thing I didn't know about. This
that is a good feature in London.
Yeah, brilliant.
But I quite like it. You know, it hasn't got ice cream sandwich. It seems quite, but the camera's really good in it. Okay. We were testing camera phones this week. Although it does have trouble focusing, so it's not that great. But everything on auto is quite good.
That's quite good because nothing else about that phone, apart from the fact that it is quite stylish, is really anything like the original Razr.
No.
But the camera in the original Razr was rubbish.
Yeah.
So if it's... if it's struggling to focus and not very good, then it is. The thing is keeping the lineage alive.
I'm looking at the thing. I mean, it's thin and it's possibly.
But it's wide.
It's very wide.
It's a paradox. It's thin and yet wide.
It's thin and wide. It's probably about as thin, maybe even a little thinner than the original Razr.
Mm.
But The thing about the original Razr is it was just so much thinner than any other phone out there. Hmm. But this, you just look at it and you go, well, that's just an incredibly wide phone. You don't pick it up and go, God, that's thin. Look how amazingly thin it is. You look at it and go, my God, that's wide.
The other thing is that's not a clamshell. And so, in fact, what that actually is, that is like the rebirth of the Sliver, if you remember that.
Yes.
That was like the non-clamshell Razr. Mm-hmm. When they were getting a bit desperate, it was like, oh, what can we call...
How can we keep flogging this dead
and like
horse?
Sliver doesn't really work when you take out the vowels in the way that Razr does. And
yeah, Razr just sort of... You could, yeah.
But it's, the screen's really nice.
But the screen is
super
really
AMOLED.
Nice. Yeah, the screen's really nice. And it's not... No, it is gingerbread. Now, everything you look at now with gingerbread, you're kind of going...
Oh, this is ancient. Yeah. Is it? Have they said they're going to get an upgrade? Have they mentioned
Most of the operators, most of the
actually, I think, like, I think maybe phones, they have. Yeah, they I think have. We mentioned last week that they had. Yeah.
So.
Okay, but yeah, it's the age old.
But again, they're not really saying when. Yeah, 2012 is a bit.
2012.
So what? So you've been putting this up against other camera phones?
I have. Yeah. Well, not other like smartphones. We've been testing out their camera. So I put this. I have
camera
the Nokia.
Phones. How old am I?
Like there's any such thing.
Yeah.
I had the Nokia.
How about music phones? Have we tested any music phones?
Feature phones?
Yeah. What about candy bars? Have we got any candy bar phones in lately?
So I tested this, the Sony Ericsson Xperia Arc S, the Nokia Lumia, and the HTC Sensation.
Okay. So where did that fare in that lot?
Came last.
Yeah. Well, it was really bad at Zoom. Zooming was awful in it. It had a really long zoom, like it zoomed very far, but then it was
digital
all
zoom
out
anyway.
Of focus.
Of course it was.
And it was quite good on auto. It's quite good on auto. It's really bad in low light. But it does let you do multi-shot, which the others didn't.
Mm. What does that mean?
It's like you take loads of pictures.
It's like multi burst mode.
Yeah, burst mode. Yeah.
Mm. That's good. That does slightly idiot proof your photography.
I see.
Just like if they're all out of focus,
But yeah, so yeah, there is a review up already, as is our video, and there will be a camera frame videos up on Friday.
Thank you. Now Christmas is approaching and cash is getting tight, but cash could soon be a thing of the past. Not pat cash before you start, Duncan. New reports suggest digital money.
I just wanted to clear that up.
And NFC payments are to make wallets and the need to carry physical cash redundant within 5 years. This is from PayPal, which reckons 2016 will mark the real start of money's digital switch over in the UK.
Of course, PayPal wouldn't have any kind of ulterior motive or vested interest in saying that.
Yeah, so what do you reckon is this? I mean, as you mentioned, PayPal are in this business.
Yeah.
Go on.
For smaller payments, I can see it happening. But, you know, we've talked about this in the podcast before, that you don't, like, I don't see people buy, like, huge products with loads of money, like a substantial amount.
It depends what you mean by cash. I mean,
the thing is, I think essentially...
Yeah, does it mean notes or coins?
Yeah, but they're going to replace credit cards, aren't they? Your credit cards will be on your phone and your debit card will be on your phone. And
well, it's not like a sort of double thing. Yeah, they'll replace credit cards, but also everything will be built.
Yeah, and if, you know,
on
the little...
card or
the
on
thing
the
that
or
hasn't quite caught on yet, but is starting to appear on... I've now got two credit cards with this on. But I don't use credit cards to pay for things day to day, so I've never actually used it. But you know the little touch to pay thing?
Yeah.
So if someone had bloody well put that on my debit card, that would be useful. But on a credit card, it's completely useless. But yeah, that's quite a nice little feature. You know, you buy a packet of chewing gum, you can tap to pay.
I don't know.
No, I think the other thing is 5 years is quite a long time.
Mm. So that, you know, combine that with the phone and... Yeah.
I think personally, I think in 5 years' time, I'm not saying these things will be non-existent, but they'll be only used by old people or under unusual circumstances. I don't think there'll be any CDs. I don't think there'll be any DVDs. I think Blu-ray will be been and gone. Mm. Don't think there'll be many books, and I don't think there'll be any cash. I think actually, although PayPal are putting this out as a kind of we must put out a press release about something, I think it's true. I think it's accurate.
As soon as the phone
combines, there'll be no question of like abolishing cash.
Yeah,
because they can't even get rid of checks now because there are certain people, old people by and large, who require checks.
Yeah, that was all a complete.
But you use them so rarely, do you? I mean, funny enough, I had to write out a check this week. It took me ages to find my checkbook, and I could barely remember what you meant to do. It's like, You always have to put a little line.
Yeah.
Well, so other people can't write in an extra amount of money.
I tend to, you either do a bank transfer these days or PayPal. I use quite a lot for paying other people.
I don't know about PayPal, but yeah, no, I think cash will be, because also the other thing about cash is it's so easy to use for crime in a way that credit isn't. And then I think like governments obviously and banks and things will be quite keen on not having cash.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I think it's correct. I think it'll be, everything will be digital. Everything.
I think you could,
even you, Dan.
Yeah, there we go. You could probably, survive in 5 years' time. Probably survive without cash.
Yeah.
And but like you say, it'll still be used an awful lot by a lot of people.
No. I think it'll be used a little bit by certain people. Yeah. No, I think
so
like
oldies.
I reckon you'll be able to go down to your corner shop. Mm. It'll be so, you know, and you'll just buy your copy of T3. Let's say, for instance.
Yeah.
Or the iPad edition.
Well, that'll only work if market traders and people like that can have also the equipment to take those payments.
Yeah, because people right now don't have chip and pin.
Some people don't, but I'm talking about in 5 years.
They like cash because it's free for them to receive and, you know, they don't necessarily have to tell everyone about it.
Oh, well, there is that. Yeah, no, that's the thing, because that's why it won't go entirely, and certain things. But it will be for, like, just dodgy transactions only.
Dodgy stuff.
And even for, like, smaller stores, although there is a cost involved. I think the cost of the transaction costs of using cards and things will come down.
Yeah.
But also the other thing is you've got to bear in mind is there is a marginal cost to taking cash as well.
I think I've explained
there's a risk involved, because you've got a cash register of cash that can be stolen. Mm-hmm. You've got to take it to the bank. That takes somebody's time and effort.
Mm-hmm. This is true. It's a lot simpler. Take out that bank run. You don't have to keep change. You don't have to have a float.
Yeah, nobody can turn up in your shop, point a gun at you, or whatever, a ray gun, let's say, in 5 years' time.
Yeah.
Or maybe some kind of electro whip or whatever it is we're going to be using as a weapon in 5 years' time and hand over your credit.
It's like we're in Back to the Future when we're on hoverboards.
Yeah. They can't hoverboard into your shop.
We'll be on hoverboards, traveling, like time traveling.
Wearing a kind of neon shirt.
Alternatively.
They won't be able to do that.
On a seat.
Alternatively, World War III could have been gone. We could actually be in some sort of barter economy.
Yeah.
You know. I'll be trading a chicken for your iPhone 5.
That's true. You know, we'll all be sat here with two heads looking really emaciated, sort of going, iPhone,
Either way, there'll be no cash. That's what we're certain of.
Yeah, barter economy or entirely credit-based.
Excellent. Well, that's about all for this week. Remember, teeth.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad. Where did those S4C people go? And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.